Las Vegas Sands, founded by the late Sheldon Adelson, reached an agreement to sell the Venetian Hotel in Las Vegas to private equity and property investors for more than $6 billion. The investors are taking a punt that Sin City will rebound when COVID-19 restrictions are eased. The deal underpins Las Vegas Sands' focus on its casinos in Macau and Singapore, the backbone of its business. Both Lufthansa and International Airlines Group, the owner of British Airways, reported big annual losses. Looking for ways to save cash, BA has reached an agreement to defer £450 million, that's $628 million, in pension deficit contributions. COVID-related restrictions brought about a 6% drop in energy-related carbon dioxide emissions last year, according to the International Energy Agency. But as demand picked up, so did emissions, which were 2% higher in December 2020 than in December 2019. There may be a new president in the White House, but Amazon still finds itself caught in political crosshairs. Joe Biden warned the retail giant this week not to interfere with a vote by workers at a warehouse in Alabama on whether to unionize, a first for all the employees at an Amazon facility. Meanwhile, Amazon was forced to change the recent redesign of its app logo because the Twitterati thought it resembled Hitler. Birkenstock was sold to a private equity firm backed by LVMH in a deal worth 4 billion euros. That's $4.8 billion. Associated with hippies in the 1970s until they became de rigueur for hipsters in the 1990s, Birkenstock sandals trace their history back to Germany in 1774. The current design dates from the 1960s. The Birkenstock family will no longer be sole owners, but they will retain a minority stake. Maezawa Yusaku, a Japanese tycoon, invited applications for 8 places on his planned trip around the moon, penciled in for 2023. Meanwhile, SpaceX, the firm that will fly Mr. Maezawa and his companions, was testing a prototype version of the rocket he hopes to use. The machine managed to return to its landing pad after flying 10 kilometers into the air, but blew up a few minutes later.